Yeah, they asking who's the best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
It's hard to wanna be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, go. Bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go. Like 32 and 0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
The best around. It just depends if I'm in your town.
There it is. All right, so we're back. I'm back. And I just decided to press the record button today. Because I think it was very necessary. I got some friends that just stepped into the studio. Well, they've been here for a while, and my wife is looking at me like I'm crazy, but I figured it was necessary to have some conversation about this. It was very interesting. Because you know what? Shout out to my man, Rob Roseman, who just recently sent me a really cool text with a link that talked about getting out of the circus. And my friends are in here. And we are in a circus show right now in this world. And here's how I'm going to paint the picture. Right? Right now, everything is, this is hot right now. Oh, forget about that. Go to this. So we're in here talking about, man, we need to take our money out of the market. Mark Brown's like, you need, what would you say? Put it where?
Invest in the U.S. Treasury and bonds.
So he's saying put it in the Treasury. I'm saying I'm just going to just ride the wave because if you look at, pretty much, if you look at history, it's a bell. You know, the bell curve always happens. And then you got the Gen Zer over here. What's your name again? Ben. He calls himself Benzo.
I call myself the problem because I'm about to be a problem in this episode.
Oh wow! Hot flaming.
I'm just kidding.
He says he said he's going to take his money out of the market completely and just do him.
It's about to crash right now, so what you want to do is sell it and then buy back in when it's low. But I want to know what this circus stuff is that you're talking about, man.
You hear it. He's binging. I'm duping with my phone, and you're...
That's the circus?
And you're trying to take a picture of yourself before we do a show.
I just got to make sure I look fly.
He was taking it as a social opportunity. Watch. That picture that he took...
It's not going on Instagram. It's
watch.
No.
Just watch. It's going to go on Instagram. But the point that I was making is this. The circus show, right, or this circus show article that I read talked about specifically how the world is right now, right? 1 minute, like the ringleader of the circus pretty much gets you to focus on the spotlight act. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, don't pay attention to that. Pay attention to this. Don't pay attention to that. Because that light goes off. Pay attention to this. And I started thinking to myself, as Mark Brown's over there talking about putting your money in stocks and this and that. So there's a pay attention to this moment, right? But then your pay attention to this moment is you trying to take a picture of yourself and claim you're not going to put it on Instagram, but you are because your ego is driving you because you think likes is what's going to make you pop off. And then I'm over here going, it's all the Wizard of Oz, bro. Like, you look at the big guy on the screen, but there's a little guy at the back doing da-da-da-da-da-da and kind of getting this. So the question is, who's right? Or do we calm down? Do I listen to Mark Brown? And do I get emotional about my money? Do I look at you and get pissed off because social media's got you grabbed in and I'm trying to say, wake up, get the fuck out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a circus show.
Has it always been like this? Or is it just the rise of social media?
It's just the world, man. I mean, come on, man. Blue and yellow used to be the colors. Now it's white and blue. Don't pay attention. And blue and yellow is over there going, but we are losing the war. Russia's about to... Is that how they say it? You know what I'm saying? You know, he's over there going, what happened to me showing up at Congress with my green... That's not a thing anymore, right? The thing right now is what's going on. You know? And then before that, it was the jab, jab, jab. That was a thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like... We're in a circus. And the question is, do we just walk out of the circus tent and just say, fuck all this? That's where I'm at right now.
That's kind of the whole point of the show, is to walk away from the circus. That's just another way of putting it, I guess.
You just got to pick which tent you want to be in. You know, each tent has a different
You're
show.
Right. You're fucking you know right about mean? That. Like, there's tricks in every tent.
You know, some people like to go to the donkey tent. If you ever been to south of the border, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? There's different tents. It's all tents. It's whichever tent you'd like to be in. It's all a circus.
I mean, but I just want to see the sky, though.
Mike wants to breathe the air outside and get some fucking roasted peanuts or something. He doesn't want to be inside the tent.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, though, like, the ringleader of that tent, whichever one that you're in, you're paying a fee, man, to be inside that tent.
Yeah, some people pay for more for less. $15,000, you know, just to have a friend. Or a couple of friends.
I mean,
you know, so everybody's paying. It just depends on what your level of pay is.
Everybody's got to buy into something and believe in something. That's what it is. Everyone has to believe in something.
We all have this money. We got to give it away. We can't save it. We can't keep it to ourselves.
Why not?
Because a lot of people are spenders. So, you know, you just got to feel like you're always doing something constantly.
Okay, but my whole thing, though, is we're doing it at the expense of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're making people rich. We're causing unrest. And look at this guy right here. He's anxious all the time.
Yeah. Like,
we're bringing him into a world. I didn't bring him into this world, but we brought him into a world that has got him on edge, man.
Unrestricted internet access since the age of fucking 7 has kind of messed up my generation. That's really the short answer.
What was the instant messenger?
Wasn't it the first thing, AOL? Yeah,
that's when, like, the internet first came. Yeah, group.
Group chats. We're pretty much from that same generation, so it's like
he's a little more advanced, though.
No, he's super advanced, but I think that it's just getting out of the circus tents as a whole is something that we all need to do. Like, it's almost like saying, like, the shit ain't real. I mean, I did a chat about that, how, like, this Matrix shit is really got us jacked up. And this article today pretty much gave, seriously, it gave, like, hint to everything that's going on in today's world. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. When was the last time you heard about the border or, you know, the president's son or some of the checks that he wrote? Like, you haven't heard about that. Like, the whole thing is, see, the circus.
Here in the Matrix.
Oh, shit. Damn, I should pay attention to that and forget what I'm talking about. Like, it all happens. We should silence our phones, though. I won't, because I'll show you how much of a circus it is. But, I mean, that's how I feel, man. It's just fucking nuts. And I'm just, how do we get other people out of the circus? Because they're all jacked up.
I want to be the devil's advocate real quick and say that our circus, because the left has, like, their circus of, like, Trump's bad.
I don't think it's a left or right thing.
It is because that's our tents. At the end of the day, Mark's like, pick a tent to be under. Like, fuck it, chose the right tent to be under.
You think we always have to choose a side?
I think we all choose a side, consciously and subconsciously. Even people think that they don't choose sides. Everybody, it's human nature to choose a side. You have to choose. Everybody has their tribe. Like, it's just.
And that's equivalent to a tent.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
You want to wake up and break the laws of human nature, Mike.
Like, you're trying to be a disruptor, man. What's going on, man? You all right?
Oh, fuck. You okay? Sake, man, I don't think y'all motherfuckers seeing what's on the horizon, man.
I've been noticing some things. You've been, like, you know, going, you know, you okay? You all right?
So you got
to check out Mike.
He's been hiking up mountains.
When your friends need to be checked on, that should be
no, topic. Not checked on like that, though. Yeah. Checked on like the motherfuckers going up mountains and bear crawling up a freaking hill.
What's he getting ready for?
What is he seeing?
So what are you doing? You still doing that 75 hard, right?
Yeah. Oh man, it fucking sucks. I'm only on day 25.
Day 25. Yeah. You a little sore, right?
Shit, yeah, I'm sore.
Getting older.
Like, I am. Like, this shit.
What are you doing to combat the soreness, Mike?
Oh, I am. I went in the sauna.
Oh,
last
you just.
Night.
It does get toxins out.
I'm still doing the cold. We did the cold last week. He didn't want to do the cold.
I'm going to do the cold today before I leave.
Fuck off. Are you really?
I'm going to do it.
I got to turn it on.
Turn it on for me.
Hold on.
My point is, you got to have a clear mind and got to have a good routine to be able to maintain the circus show.
I need to wake the fuck up.
I got
to
turn on the cold plunge, man. Like, if he's getting
look at
in,
you,
it
man.
Is
look
funniest
at,
thing.
This is technology. You could turn on the cold plunge from your
turn
phone.
Turn on the cold plunge?
And from the studio.
He's fully plugged into the Matrix right now.
Wow. She's not listening. Before, you used to have to go to the gas station, Circle K, and get you about 10 bags of ice.
You don't need it with this thing, man. This thing is like man, 40
Mike
degrees. Just,
Mike, turn on the cold plunge.
Mike's house is like the Jetsons house.
Look at Mike. She's mad because the AI doesn't listen. She goes, she doesn't listen.
Hold on. Hey, Google, turn on the cold plunge.
Google's in her feelings today.
What the fuck?
She's busy. She got other things going on. Fucking
whack, man. Makes me look like shit, dude.
No, nah, man.
She's like, I'm supposed to be the man of this house.
She's distracted too, man. She's worried about everything that's going on.
Is she slow? She just did it. She just didn't talk it back. She just told me she did it.
She's occupied. She has to.
Are you gonna go in?
There's a lot of things going on in the Middle East that's occupying her, man. So she got, you know, focus is elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Explain to me, Mike, from your perspective, what's going on out there.
Here we go. Here we go.
No, because I really am kind of uneducated. This is the one thing I didn't take the time.
I want to be educated too. Hold on. You post a lot of stuff about the guy from Ukraine. He's mad now because he can't get no money. He got kicked to the back of the line.
You're the side.
Well, he's last week's news for sure.
He's a side hoe right now, man. Everything you see right now is a psychological tactic. Right? You say you don't watch the news, but you still hear about this shit.
Every now and then, yeah, just vaguely. But I really
and that's even worse, that you're vaguely hearing about it. And that's when you get robbed the most, when you're not really paying attention. And the next thing you know, you get this massive financial hit where you're like, what the fuck? Because you can't, you know. Sorry if you hear screaming in the background. I use my children for child labor, and they're outside in the fields.
They're not working hard enough.
They're getting whipped. I'm kidding. They're not getting whipped. But, no, I mean, I'm telling you, man, like, there's a coup coming, and it's to hide stuff and really, really hide stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Hide it for what?
For financial gain, bro, at the end of the day. I think it's for world power. This is the dismantling of America right now that you're seeing. That's what I'm fucking seeing right now. When you have people like from the World Economic Forum doing the things that they're doing, and then you sidebar that shit with like Gates and his people, and what the fuck, you're a computer dude, man. Like, what the fuck do you know about viruses and shit? And then you couple that with shit, freaking the people from Facebook, Zuckerberg and his wife, they were just on this podcast, this Huberman Lab podcast, talking about how they could put like shit inside of you, like some kind of bots that goes and looks at your fucking cells, and if something's wrong with it, they can fix it. Bro, this is like, there's some shit coming, bro.
So you know what I'm saying? I just think it's a large group of people who are very egomaniacal.
Yeah, they call the global fucking elite. But
no, like, you know, Elon Musk, and he's very creative. He thinks he has the answer for everything. And Bill Gates, he thinks he is da 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 da. It's all these people that are in the spotlight, man. They got huge egos.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
What about the people that
I'm about to change humanity?
Aren't in the spotlight. What about those people? There's a bunch of rich people that you don't even hear about or know about, man, that are like really pulling the strings.
Yeah, those are the real people. People that are quiet.
No, I mean, when you look at the George Soros's of the world and shit like that, that, I mean, yeah, he's somewhat in the spotlight, but, you know, I mean, look at the trend of shit that's been happening, man. What's that guy, the owner of Victoria's Secrets?
Is it a guy owns Les Victoria's
Wexford?
Secrets?
Yeah, Les Wexford. He used to be
pals. Where's he from?
He's Jewish American.
Where's he from? A Jewish American?
Yeah.
He owns Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, he started.
I never knew a man owned Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, he also started. I don't know if you Gen Z or over here wouldn't remember this, but you remember? I don't know if you would either. There was a brand or a store called Structure.
Yeah,
back in the day,
it's a clothing store.
Yes.
Yeah.
They started all that shit, and you know, quite a bit of retail locations that we've all heard of. But anyway, he was one of the his foundation was one of the biggest founders of. Not founders, but donators of Harvard, right? University, who has like one of the largest, like has probably the university that has one of the biggest endowments you ever experience, right? Or you'll
just
ever
another way to have high tax money.
No, but listen though. So because lately, see, once again, we're in a circus. Because lately,
you know, endowments, they don't pay any taxes on it, right?
Yes.
What's an endowment?
Endowment is like this. What is it, Mike? It's like all the money that's gathered from the school in the past,
from
and history,
donations and all that stuff.
Like since the beginning of the school. You know what endowments are.
So,
you know what endowments are. You hear an endowment.
Okay, now
it's
I
not,
do.
It's not like you're very well endowed.
No, not like that.
Like that. That's what you're thinking.
Damn, Brendan.
But anyway, so he pulled their donation status, you know, from them because they were supporting, or I wouldn't say they're supporting, but they weren't preaching pro-Israel. It's pretty much like they're questioning, like, well, there's a problem here because there's two sides to every story, paraphrasing. And he got pissed off because he's Jewish, so he pulled his bread, right? So if you're talking about global elites and things that they're doing.
Do you ever really know what's going on in the Middle East? Like, I'm very, I don't know.
You
know the whole story of Palestine? And that's my story?
No, because I don't want to know.
Why?
Just because, so I have really good Palestinian friends and mm-hmm. really good Jewish friends.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard both sides, and I pretty much, like, love them both. Swear to God, it's not my fucking fight.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and there's a beef about, like, the land, and, like, I don't know, because y'all could correct me, because I'm probably going to spit.
I have no idea, so I'm asking you.
But apparently there's a fight on statehood. The land.
Since biblical times.
Yes, it goes back. This is like some back in the day shit.
This is a long time beef.
Right. And who owns a certain part of the land, and the Palestinians say it belongs to them because they were there first, pretty much, because when the Jews were sent out, or they fled out of Germany from the Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
they were, and I'm gonna butcher this, but they were given a place in the Middle East for them to mark their statehood, and that also included Palestine. And the Palestinians like, nah, that ain't gonna happen. And then they was like, yeah, it is. And they're like, nah. And then yeah. And then it turned into that. For whatever reason. And I would love to that's why I wanted to do have one of my Jewish friends and one of my Palestinian friends go back and forth. You know, they do it with black people all the time, like black conservatives, black liberals. Mm-hmm. They do it all the time.
That would be a crazy conversation.
So it's like, it would be funny to see, not funny, but it'd be great to hear the conversation and stand away from it. But that's what I understand it to be. So I leave to say this. So then here comes the evil motherfucker being us to play both sides. My Jewish friends in Israel, yes, we are cool and we'll stand by you. But then the Palestinians, look, man, we're going to send some weapons and stuff via here to here with some bread, and y'all could fuck them up. And then, you know what I'm saying? Playing both sides. That's how I look at it, my opinion only. And I think with that being said, there are things that are going on here in our country, right, that is setting us up to pretty much go into this war. We're about to enter into World War III. It's the same way that we entered into World War II, which was Pearl Harbor, right? And Pearl Harbor, what happened is that was our entry because the Japanese came and bombed us, right? So we're like, fuck it, we're in the war. Somebody fucked us up, we're going to go at it. But they didn't realize that the U.S. fucked up the opium trade for Japan. They had like this opium trade going on in the Pacific, right? And what would happen is the U.S. would bomb their fucking ships. That's the shit that people didn't really hear about, right? So it's almost like the drug dealing game, right? Like, damn, man, these motherfuckers are stealing my shit and fucking up my money. I'm gonna fuck them up, right? The whole time the U.S. is looking for a reason to get into this war, and that was the reason. They created the reason. Oh, shit, they gonna bomb us? Fuck, we're in the war too. I think that's what's happening now, right? Real talk. But I think it's happening in a very, like, call me conspiracy, man, but I think it's happening in a very shiesty way, because I think we have political leaders that are playing all fucking sides.
Yeah, because you're trying to have all the power.
But no, but you're going to fuck us up that way too, because it's also weakening the country, right? Our oil reserves, our strategic oil reserves is at an all-time low. They're sending fucking carriers over to fucking the Middle East, right? For this Israel shit, right? So, and then we got shit going on in Ukraine, right? We got fucking eyes over on fucking Taiwan because China's going to fucking say, fuck it, we want Taiwan at any minute. And then, to top it all off, you got an open border where fucking who knows how many people from what country came into this motherfucker to fucking fuck us up from within, right? You can't tell me that these aren't fucking troubling times. That's how I feel about it.
It's defense contractors, dude. Right when you were saying that whole thing, all I'm thinking is defense contractors. Why would we fund both sides of the war? Because you can make more money doing that than just funding one side. That's what it is.
So if you ask me, I think it's a setup. And I think these motherfuckers sold us out. And this is why I say, as well as, the other people, it's just like they're ripping us limb from limb. And that's how I feel. You know, shit, you live in this state. Both of y'all do. Walk up the street. We could walk a mile from here, and there's a whole bunch of people on the fucking street sleeping.
So many.
Right? But we're going to take all this bread and this, you know, the kickback. Come on, Mark. You know about the kickback.
It's the hustle, man. You got to have a kickback, man.
I mean, if I give you $100 billion, you kick me back 10. And here's how you kick me back. Use this dummy company to send this dummy company to make fucking, you know, donation to my corporation or whatever the fuck you do. And then you get the kickback. I will wait for that kind of kickback. I give you $100 billion, you give me back 10, and you got to send it through all these channels. So you're not going to get it till next year. But I'll wait.
I'll wait. $10 billion. I'll wait. $10 billion.
Yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait extra. Yeah. It should take a year and a half. You're good.
Yeah, it's gaining interest. I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. That's what I mean. You really, like, if you really break down the hustle, that's the hustle right there. I don't give a fuck how you look at the government, how they're supposed to be in there. You know, that's not how it. That's how this shit happens. Dirty shit. Young man is starting to learn that too, aren't you?
Young man's learning a lot here in Georgia, I think.
Not enough.
Learning about these Georgia peaches.
He's not yet.
Yeah, you know. I guess, man.
I mean, listen, man. Like it's just this guy here has to feed all of this in because it's really your generation is the one that's going to get affected the most. Mark Brown and I can't get drafted. I think you can still, can't you?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I could.
Yeah. We've passed the age mark. Me and
me and the boys going to Canada. Candace, pack this up.
Nah, man.
She's crazy. I'm out of here.
I'll pick something up, man. I'm not ready.
Drafted. You going into the draft?
No. I'm just saying you got it. Well, shit.
What would you do if your son got drafted? One of your sons got drafted? How would you
feel? One can't. Well, or, right now I'm good.
Yeah, but
I'm
what in if he got to a point and they could? What would you do?
Damn, motherfucker, like, take care of yourself. What the fuck can I do? I can't hide the motherfucker. He's going to be a fugitive at that point, and then he can go to jail.
Move to Canada.
Nah.
What if it's a bullshit war? Like, this seems like a bullshit war. This is like World War III that we'd be going into. That's the question.
Okay, the thing is, you're saying right now it's not a bullshit war.
No, right now it is.
Right now this shit is very, no.
No, if we were to be interjected, like, we are interjecting ourselves into it, that would then become a bullshit war. So, yes, not now. Between whatever they got going on.
Listen, that's what I'm saying.
If you had a son in the military right now, and he had to go to this.
I mean, you got to do it. That's what you signed up for, bro.
You
got
to do it.
You got to do it.
No, I'm saying no.
My biggest regret is not.
For the draft. If you got drafted.
Like, fighting for your country is different than fighting for another country. Like, I get, like, maybe it'll come.
It's not your choice. Nah. He's getting forced to do it.
Listen.
I don't. This is where I disagree, for sure.
What?
Like, I would not want to go to fucking,
but
like,
that's not the deal,
Israel.
Though. But see, that's not the deal, though.
I know it's not the deal.
It's not what you signed up for, though. What you signed
I was just
up
born.
For.
I didn't fucking sign up for shit. I was just born.
So sue your parents, then. I saw Gen
I'm about
Z,
to sue the fuck out
so
of my parents.
You believe in the draft?
Huh?
You believe in the draft?
At this point, with what we're defending, yeah.
You believe in the draft, Brendan?
Fucking right.
The way that it is now, no. Absolutely
How
not.
How is it now?
What do you mean, how is it now?
If there's a world war and I have to get drafted to go to fucking
draft right now.
Israel. No. Like, I believe in a draft if we have to defend our, like, what we're on. You know what I mean? Okay. Or, like, an interest.
So that's what's going to happen. I don't think you fucking get it, bro.
If you get drafted, you got a choice.
At this point, I don't believe
in a draft.
We're itching for a war. It sounds like that right now.
And you got to deal with it after this whole shit subsides.
Mark's going to walk outside and just see rubble.
Like, you're too old to get
drafted.
My
question to you was, if you had a son and he got drafted into the military, would you be, like, are you pro-draft?
Yes.
He would go in a fight unwilling. Like, what if he didn't want to go, but he got drafted? So
that's his decision. I can't make him.
No, if he got drafted. You know what the draft is? What do you mean? What would you want him to do? What would you advise him to do as his father?
You know those kids, the fucking, like, sons of senators and shit are not going in the draft.
Stay the fuck down. Like, come on. That's
part. You're going to send your kid to go draft, and the politicians are literally going to, like, not send their kids to go get drafted at all, bro. They're protected. They got money. They're good.
Okay, so let me explain this to you, right? So then after.
You got to get some more money.
So hold on. After the shit is over, right, and you're still alive, you're going to jail.
I'm not trying to dodge the draft. That's not what we're getting at here.
Well, I'm a draft dodging motherfucker.
See, that's what he's saying.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
I don't believe in the draft.
I might see you in jail for a different reason. But
I don't believe in the draft.
Huh?
If there was a draft, it's not. I don't think it's around right now. But I don't believe in the draft. If you want to go fight, willing, you go fight. If you don't, hey man, it's freedom of freedom of choice.
If they're on our land,
but if you don't fight, bro, you're going to jail.
What if there is no jail? What if they blew it up? What if we're at that point?
Yeah, you know, believe what you want. You're going to fucking jail. Yeah. Like, if I had to stand up, I'd go. I would definitely go.
The fuck?
See? Circus.
Circus, man.
This you got to take that call,
no,
Mrs. Brown.
I'm good. Go ahead.
You know, Mrs.
Brown. You would go. You would go. If you were told, hey, we've been sold out to China. Yeah. We kind of got to go fix this shit.
Absolutely. I'd go.
You'd go to China on their land and fight?
Yeah. I mean, I would never make it to their land, I'm sure, but yes.
Dude, that's absolutely crazy.
Dude, at the end of the day, man, listen, it's a bigger situation. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about the interests of the politics, right? Like, you're doing some politician's job by getting into a fight that we have no business in. It's not that.
You're not even dying for our country. You're dying for their interests at that point.
No. You're still fighting. You're still a fighter of freedom. And the freedoms of, you know, showing people that we'll defend, but you can't let a motherfucker like that do this shit again. Like, that's what you're fighting for at the end of the day.
No. Right?
Listen, Brendan, I'm telling you, if you don't fight, they're going to take over. Trust me. Trust me. They're going to take over. It's coming.
No. I am so all for defending our land.
Okay, so what are you saying?
If a politician does some dumb shit and they get us into some shit that we shouldn't be in the first place, like, you know, fucking a war that we should not be in.
You mean weapons of mass destruction?
Teaches your ass, don't
vote. No, we need weapons of mass destruction because the fucking cat's out the bag.
Cat's
out the bag at that point.
Teaches your ass not to vote for those types of people.
Oh, well, I'm fucking dead, so I can't vote anymore. Oops. Well,
there you go. There you go. That's what you ask yet for voting for those.
What if I didn't vote for it? Like, it's just such a fucking stupid.
I'm just letting you know, man. Like, it's not a matter. You're giving me scenarios. I'm telling you what is. Chances are.
You're giving me scenarios right back. Like,
hey, it's going to happen, bro.
These are real scenarios, Mike.
Listen, tell me everything that has not happened yet. Right? Obviously, the whole COVID thing was a coup. Yes, no. Yes or no?
The whole COVID thing was a coup?
Was it coup? Was it a coup? COVID.
I mean, in terms of, like, people, like, the elites trying to establish a one
world. Did somebody try to get over?
Motherfuckers did get over.
Okay, boom. Mark Brown, you agree or disagree?
Some people got over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Ukraine thing, was it a coup?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure there was some things that we don't know about that are going on behind the scenes that caused that and maintained wallet. Like, all wars, though. It's all play for power.
This gender ideology thing, is it a coup?
And what are we cooing? Like, we're cooing, like, the masculine
social
role
world, social world, economic, cultural.
Yeah. It's like a revolution.
What I'm saying is, this is back to the same situation we're talking about, the circus tents, right? These are all fucking circus tents that we're under. You know what I'm saying? So my whole shit is like, I'm just telling you, as a result of all these things, it's like the trick is in the right hand, so don't look at the left. Some shit is going on in the left hand that's going to have us fucked up.
So what you saying, like, the gender whole shit is like the left hand, like, look at me, they're doing some shit on the back end?
That is one of those things where it's like the okey-doke, man. My opinion, right? It's like when you need enough time to get shit done, you got to yell some shit, right? So think about it like this. If we're in a fucking room listening to a speaker on stage, right? And somebody's at the back and somebody yells, they're starting to shoot. Don't you think everybody is going to turn that way? Fuck the speaker, right? Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is that's what they're doing half the time. They're yelling, they're crying wolf half the time. So we look. Now you don't know which way to fucking look. Right. So something's happening and you're paying attention to the wrong hand because they're saying something's happening in the right hand. But motherfucker, I'm really robbing you with the left. You're not seeing that. Right. And that's what I think is happening, man. Eddie Griffin is a great comedian that said one time, he said, konnichiwa in a skit. He said, get to learn that, bitches, because we gonna need it. Right. Meaning China's about to own our ass.
They got us outnumbered.
Shit, they making friends with North Korea. They making friends with Russia.
There was a video.
Russia is cool with Iran. Come on, what does that look like right now? We got to protect Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
Three motherfuckers that are sucking on the tit that we have no business fucking with.
Taiwan, we got like all the silicone and like stuff for computers.
We can figure some other shit out.
I know Taiwan. They used to make Jordans in Taiwan, didn't they? I always remember my Jordan
gonna,
to say,
"What are we gonna do?"
Made in Taiwan. All right,
all right. Now we definitely need to intervene.
Yeah, who's wrong? We get Jordans, bro.
Listen, I'm just saying, there's some shit on the horizon. Everywhere we just talked about in the city that we live in. We live in Atlanta, and it. All three of us said, I feel real uncomfortable going into the city these days.
That's why I live in the burbs, and Mike lives outside the city as well.
Yeah, this area is interesting, man. Atlanta's a real interesting city. You in broad daylight, like Mark said, you don't know.
And I don't even know how you deal with it at your age, because we're of the age where, bro, 8 o'clock, I'm in the house.
I'm
out till like now. 4, bro, some nights. I'll be out till 4. Man.
That's wild. I would feel unsafe being out that late. If I'm up that late, it's a mistake. Something's terribly wrong.
I'm not looking for trouble, so trouble's not looking for me.
So wait, hold on a second here. So you don't see any of this shit happening?
I do. I've like become like, dude, I don't even have to leave my house. And then I had a dude come up and bang on my window at like 3 a.m.
You know? I mean, what do you do at that point? Mark Brown, how do you see this? Yes or no?
Are we going strapped?
Going what?
In the right direction. I mean, are we going right not the right direction? Are we headed in that direction?
As far as what? As far as like
World War III, bro.
I mean, I hope not.
Why does he always have to adjust his mic?
I hope
dude,
not.
The mic is going crazy over there. There's like cord hitting it.
I know, right?
It sounds like a thunderstorm.
See, I think that should be something like that's like a pause, right? The young kids say pause when you said the mic is going crazy
pause.
Over there.
Pause.
The mic is pause. Going crazy over there. I hope we're not headed for a war, but I think there. Is something to be said while all this stuff is going on. And obviously, the timing of it, it's election time. Time to rev up the engine.
That's what I'm saying.
Trying to rev the engine
and
up.
While we're all saying that shit like something's going to happen right now, it's not going to happen right now. It's going to happen when we least expect it,
of
when
course.
Guard is down.
If that happens, then we could be in World War III.
I'm just saying, man. I just find it completely odd, and it's like a circus. And like I said, there are people involved that are just trying to deflect. And that shit ain't cool, man. And we are with a capital F.
So what's your jet suggestion?
I mean, I'm trying to listen to you and put my money in, obviously, in Treasury, man.
You better lock it up, man.
You know, I'm about to enter into that tent as much as I don't want to enter into that tent. I mean, we were just talking about Bitcoin for a second, and Mark Brown's like, no, I'm right. I don't
trust it.
Buying gold and silver be the move? Because what if the banks, what if we go World War III?
Gold is always the move.
How you figure?
Gold is there's been the most consistent over time.
Fuck is gonna trade a fucking gold bar.
This is if like the banks burn down and shit, gold, like world has gone to shit, like
see,
and you need to get some bread or some shit.
You can get some bread. What are you gonna do? You're gonna take a gold fucking.
I'm gonna
bar
take
somewhere?
Some flakes and
like
give me some flakes.
Seriously, I would like somebody to please explain
gold
and silver, just gold to me.
The beginning of time, King Tut.
Y'all just watching too much fucking Fox News, like for real.
Why is
and I watch
expensive?
Fox
bro,
News.
Gold is like it's.
That's
gold.
What people used to trade. Like,
yeah,
you know, they would go to California, get the gold, and
yeah, you remember the 49ers, the gold rush.
Okay,
and there wasn't shit there.
Okay,
and a lot of people died.
Let me rewind this. Let me bring you back
it's all
for
hype.
A second. Okay,
it's a tent that they were under.
Okay, Gen Zer over here. Just told me about this new restaurant he found called Muchachos. Really cool.
Speaking of, I think I need to order Uber Eats.
My Chipotle's getting cold down there. It's been there for like an hour.
Oh, has it really?
Yeah, but we're good. We're
you got
good.
A microphone. I mean, a microwave. Not a microphone, a microwave. And we're on a microphone. But wait, hold on a second. So what I'm saying is Gen Zer over here goes to this place called Muchachos, right?
It's a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a restaurant. Latin restaurant, right? Shit goes to shit, and he put all his money in gold. How's he going to pay for his meal? He's going to chip some shit off the gold bar?
What Muchachos might be blown the fuck up if we're in a world war, bro. This shit ain't even there.
You
I
never
mean,
know.
My point is, like, how are you, like, what the fuck is the deal with gold and silver? Like, how, like.
It's tangible. Like, it's.
What are you going to trade when you have no money?
All right, Mark Brown. Back to your point. You said you don't know what crypto is, right?
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck are you going to get a gold bar?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Whoever has a gold bar, you're going to be going
and
to that
much,
person.
How much does a gold bar weigh? Like,
it's
you know
heavy
what I'm
as shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, how do you do, like, that's a coup, I think. Like, yeah, man, I just bought into some gold. Well, what the fuck does that mean? It's still digital currency to a degree. You say tangible, right?
But you can
fucking go to
tangible.
Bank of America, yo, here's
no,
what I need,
but
my gold
is
bar.
Tangible. You can grab a gold bar. You can't grab a Bitcoin.
Yeah, you can make a Bitcoin, whatever. You can, listen, I'm pretty sure I can go on Amazon and make some shit.
Well, you can make up anything you want to make up.
Yes. That's my point. Saying,
but that requires digital infrastructure, history, even if you make that Bitcoin.
Okay, so you're saying that Bitcoin doesn't have a digital infrastructure?
No. Yes, maybe they have servers, but like...
It's like a shared server service.
This shit
it?
All
like,
needs to be online. We're talking about if everything goes offline and you need to get some food and you have a gold bar, you can shave it off into little whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you don't even fucking know what you're talking about.
Dude, no. Okay, we'll see when the shit goes to shit what you're talking
so
about and I have a gold bar and
you
don't.
Believe in gold, so that's what we're getting from this.
I really am trying to figure out, like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No, gold, bro. Everybody
you don't even know
gold.
What the fuck you're talking about.
Mike, yeah, there's no hard structure where you can go inside and say, you know, I have this much money in gold, give me my gold money. There's no bank you can go to withdraw.
Gold yeah, money.
You know what I mean? Like, no, but like over time, gold has shown to be very sustainable. Like it's lasted through the longs, through depressions, through, you know what I mean? I would want to go with something like that. Listen, that has more history behind it than some imaginary Bitcoin that's floating out there.
Or you'll be trading dogs or like good, donkeys or something.
Give me gold, man. King Tut used gold. I'm going to take gold. Give me gold.
Wait, hold on a second. I understand and that should be a t-shirt, by the way. Give me gold. What I'm saying, though, bro, is when it's time, like, you got to pay the kids' tuition, right? And we at this point. How are you going to pay it?
They could create a system, like a trading system involving gold, like where you don't have to have the physical gold on you.
Is that
you.
Not what we had so before money was backed by nothing and the treasury took over?
Okay, I get
is
that.
Is that not what we had?
But to your point, keep going. Yeah, you could have what?
You know, like I got a card that it transmits.
It's
okay,
it's digital.
It's digital, yeah, but it's backed behind, it's something behind it. Like what's behind Bitcoin?
Money.
Hot air.
From where, bro?
From what you put into it.
Okay.
What's behind
that's
money?
All these people that lost all half their ass in Bitcoin. It's supposed to be coming back now, but come on, man.
What's behind the dollar?
To call, yo, you could call. Hold on. Bank of America, I can call somebody. They're going to lie to me.
Hold on.
I got customer service.
He said, what's behind the dollar?
Yeah, that's what's behind Bitcoin? A dollar. What's behind the dollar? Nothing. Literally nothing.
So, it's the same shit.
Hey, man.
People take money. Bitcoin now. Like, what's the difference?
I'm not. You got Bitcoin? Do you use Bitcoin?
I have a form of Bitcoin. I don't have the actual Bitcoin, but
you should start using more Bitcoin. You sound very pro Bitcoin.
But Bitcoin's expensive, Mike, though. I mean, cryptocurrency is what I'm talking about.
It's not the same shit because I can print more money. I can't make more real gold. You can make fake gold, but you can't make more real gold. It's limited. That's why. It's like not the same as money.
You're not getting my point. Okay.
Apparently not.
I understand. I'm saying, Brendan. Shit goes to whatever, right? The world goes to shit. Currency is all fucked up, right? You put all your money in gold, right? Brendan decides to get on eHarmony.com and meet a nice little Soro girl from Georgia State, and you guys go out on a date, right?
Uh-huh.
How the fuck you gonna pay for it? With a fucking gold bar? Like, no. What are you gonna fucking, like...
The world in your idea is still...
We're going to have, like, it cut up into ignorance? I mean, like...
A little tip, you know what I mean? You know a little flake for the tip.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how are you going to do that?
No, the world in your scenario is still in a good place because if the world was really fucked up, I'd not be taking a girl on a date. You know what I mean? Like, this is last case scenario.
No, yeah, you would. Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I probably would.
You would. You know why you would? Because you'd be like, you'd probably be one of those motherfucking dudes that's like, I want to show this chick that I got gold bars.
You keep your gold in like a Crown Royal bag.
I remember I used to carry change in a Crown Royal bag. I did. But no, seriously, like, how are you going to, like, my whole thing is, how are you going to do that? Like, how are you going
to
do that?
You'd have to go to somewhere where they trade your gold for cash, if cash is still applicable. Yeah, this is my scenario, cash is no longer, like, worth anything, which is what we're heading towards.
Okay. I get it. But you're still not answering my question.
How am I going to go out to a restaurant and pay for gold bars?
Yeah, and then, right? And then if it's gold, I'm not. So then Mark Brown's like, all right,
you
cool.
You get a credit card, bro.
Right, okay, he's got a gold credit card. So let me ask you a question. So let's say, for example, you got one bar, right, that's worth $1,000, uh-huh. right? And then you use up $500. When you go to the bank, what do they give you, a $500 gold bar back?
They have to weigh it out. No, I think.
Sounds more like a drug deal than anything else. See, this is how they answer the question.
Hey, Siri.
Go ahead.
Hey, Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Mm-hmm. How much is a gold bar worth?
$1,200.
Okay. I found this on the web for how much is a gold bar worth. Check it out.
$63,480.
Okay. So, first of all, do you have $63,480 right now?
Not that I know about.
Okay. So, the money that you do have in the bank... How are they going to cut that off? How are they going to shave that off of the $63,000 gold bar?
Weigh it out like a drug dealer.
Gold dust?
If you have gold dust, that's like pennies. You're fucking just playing with pennies at that point.
See, you don't even know the answer to the fucking question.
I don't.
Are fucking, these are fucking problems, man, because we buy into that. Like, we're under a circus tent right now because the only reason Mark Brown said it, you said it, is because you see this shit on TV all the fucking time. You don't really know why you should buy gold. I'm just wondering, why should you buy fucking gold?
I guess because it's held its value. The
yeah, history has shown that it's held its value and that it's limited. It's rare.
Through wars, through... History hasn't shown for Bitcoin to hold its value through wars, through depression.
It's been around for about...
If they find a way to manufacture gold in a lab, we're fucked.
There you go.
We're fucked. But everything, like, you know what I mean? This world is built off of bullshit. It's all bullshit, man.
But you fall into it all the time. And...
What else am I going to do? Fucking, like, what
do
else?
Do what everybody else is not doing. The other day, we went on a... Mark Brown didn't really attend this one here, but we went on a Ruck Hill hike, right? Which we both survived through. Then we came back to the house.
Fucking barely.
And the first thing I do... You know what the first thing... You know what the first thing I did was? I got right into the cold water,
mm-hmm.
right? Sat there for a bit, got out, and then I told him, I said... Your turn. He's like, I'm not doing that today.
I'll tell you quick, I ain't doing it. I don't have a problem telling it. Tell him, fuck you, I ain't doing it. What's he going to do to you?
No, because I do it, and I don't want to do it, because the whole reason I don't want to do it is I don't want to do it.
Actually, yeah.
You know, and you should do it. You should do the hard shit that you don't want
to
do.
First of all, to correct Mark Brown, I'm not trying to change his brain, because his brain and my brain are similar in age. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. If you say he ain't doing it, I'm not doing it, man. But you're a little bit different, man, because it's like, that ain't even the lesson. The lesson is you got to do it because you don't want
to
do it.
I know, and I understand that. So maybe I shouldn't have to do it because I already got the lesson without doing it. No.
I just hope that you get it, because what's on the horizon ain't good, man.
Why you say that? Because it's going to be bad?
Opposite of good.
Chaotic.
Opposite of good.
Chaotic.
Shit, no. I mean, listen. He, the grunt of this is coming towards him. We're out the game, man. We're dinosaurs to it.
I've been out the game. Long way.
Right. So, I'm just saying, he's in the game, and I'm trying to hip him to the shit.
Yeah, man. It's scary for you, man. It's scary out there for you.
All right. I'm not scared at all. Like, my generation is so fucking, like, easy to brainwash, though. And, like, everyone's scared. That's why, like, they're being programmed to panic. And the next generation, it's like, it's going to manifest into a fucking war or some bullshit. Because everybody's so goddamn scared.
It's going to escalate into a psychological war.
That's what it is already. That's what it is.
It's going to get worse.
Bro, it takes...
It's going to get worse.
Fucking, if somebody sees a TikTok and they scroll and they see, like, three more of the same TikToks of, like, fucking, oh, like, there's this happening. Dude, it's programming. It's so easy to program, motherfuckers.
When you scroll through that thing, how long do you stay on each video?
I'll try to, if I don't even want to watch the whole video, I'll stand there for like fucking 3-4 seconds.
Do you feel like that's how,
it's dumbing your attention span. It's literally melting your fucking brain.
Like for you, like for example, like,
oh my God, it's terrible.
No, like dating.
Yes.
Oh, dating.
Swipe left, swipe right.
Yes. It's so bad. It's so fucking bad. The fact that I'm not even like saying hi to a person and I'm seeing one picture of them, that's your whole fucking everything. Like, I didn't even give you more than 1 to 2. And girls do the same thing. Girls get it worse because they get hundreds of thousands of guys. Like, the ratio on dating apps is fucked. Way more girls than there are, I mean, way more guys than there are girls. So it's like a bunch of dudes showing up to like one girl's house.
That could be kind of scary.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I get that.
It's fucked.
So my question to you is, why spend time in that cesspool? Why not go somewhere else to meet?
Because I definitely do. And if you talk to a lot of people, I was just in the car with three other people from my building and like they're my friends. Dude, the conversation and the energy was like, man, I just go from school to home, like work to home, like fuck people. Like I hate people. People are shitty. Like everyone's got this idea that people are so fucking bad and everyone wants to be like work to home, work to home. And you're kind of on that tip too of like fuck people. I don't even want to fuck with people.
Yeah, but I'm of age.
So yeah, you don't want to be around anybody, man.
But I guess so.
What does that mean? Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that?
You like being alone, man. You're a lone wolf.
I mean, that's true, but I like being around people.
Who?
No, you.
What people?
You.
You can name on one hand.
You, Brendan, my wife, my kids. That's five people right there. I mean, I can name Bjorn up the street, my buddy Bjorn.
As you get older, your desire to hang around different people does change.
Your circle gets smaller.
Yeah.
But these are people who are about my age, and they're already like, fuck people, just hating on everybody.
Because that's your age hasn't been taught to have interaction with people.
Like everybody psychologically fucked, everything
is,
man,
just behind, you know, a screen, or the physical interaction is lacking. So
another thing that I want to like say to both of you guys, and this is an issue with my generation, is like by the time everybody's 20,
yeah,
they're heartbroken, distraught, like this is why Rod Wave is so popular.
Everybody. So was I.
Everybody's.
That was the thing? When you, okay, all right. I'm just making sure that's not a...
Been heartbroken at 20.
I got heartbroken.
Not able to eat.
Shit, I'll tell you how I got heartbroken by...
Don't want to wake 17. Up in the morning.
Okay.
At all. Right. He's repeating everything. We just didn't amplify it like y'all did.
Y'all, yeah. We didn't have the platforms to amplify it like you do. We didn't have social media. You can't... What are you going to do? You just lay in your bed and
call. Oh, my gosh! You're not calling me! Oh, my God! I saw kiss another boy! Like, yeah, I mean, that's just... It's happened.
It's natural shit.
And it's jacked me up. Like, I remember I saw my ex kissing somebody else. I was so mad.
Rage.
Oh, my God. I felt...
Fury.
I would have sung about it like Rod Wave, too, but I didn't know how to sing. And we didn't have iTunes.
One key point.
Huh?
One key point. You didn't know how to sing. That's a big, I know how to be trying to sing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's very key.
Okay, you know? So, I just wanted to make sure that was an issue because everybody is like, oh, like on social media, like pouring their grievances out. Like,
well, here's the problem. The difference is when we felt like that, no matter how fucked up we felt, whether it's being dumped by a girl or failing a test or whatever, like we dealt with it differently, man. Now, y'all deal with it with a pill or some, you know, like, you know, I don't know if it's the expectation has gone up so high as far as like dating and. Succession.
Everyone's supposed to be perfect, dude. It's how it looks on Instagram. Right,
succession, having money and all that stuff. So I don't know if it's like that gets you so jacked up where you got to get a pill to come back down. But it's like by you coming down, it doesn't give you a chance to really work on the shit the way we did. Yeah, you had to work through heartbreak, right? And yeah, fucking, man, I knew this one chick. Her name was Michelle Fredericks. I was in love with her from kindergarten till I probably graduated. But... Never happened. Shit, it was a heartbreak.
I think it might be worse for them than for his generation.
What?
For one reason.
What?
When you break up with somebody, right? Like, all right, you go through your own thing, you go in your little bubble, you crying, you break your heart, blah, blah, blah. Well, we were coming up.
Yeah.
Right? He's coming up. Imagine somebody breaks up with you right now, right? You can still see him. When we were coming up, you can not see that person for like 2 years until you've healed. You break up somebody right now, you see on my Instagram, she all hugged it with another dude.
Oh, gosh.
You
know what I mean? Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit different, bro. Imagine the heartache you felt, right? Knowing that somebody did da-da-da. But imagine being able to see it.
Let me tell you.
You know what I mean?
My stomach turning.
That's a
different kind of hurt.
Let me tell you Benzo's story. Who's Benzo? This guy, which I hate that name. I call
me what you want, man. I got a couple aliases.
I call him Producer B.
That was my fraternity name, was Benzo.
Producer B. But anyway, he had the same situation happen. He was dating this chick. I swore they were going to get married. I was like, they're going to be together forever.
You got me fucked up.
And then he saw her with another dude, and it looked a little bit too engaging, and he got mad, and, you know, that was it.
We've all been there, man.
But now, And I think he doesn't watch her on Instagram.
I don't. Yeah, because I'll fucking puke.
I still follow her. So I like, look what she's doing.
That's why I hate this motherfucker, bro.
She liked my photo. Look.
I hate that.
I actually liked her. I mean, I like her. I mean, she's never done anything to me. She's cool. But this motherfucker has the, at one point, he was like, man, she's fucking with that dude, man. And they kissed or some shit. I was like, and he gets to, you know, now he blocks her because Instagram doesn't, you know.
Block all negative energy.
No, but I mean, you should see that though.
No, not every day.
Yeah, man.
Just wake
maybe
up.
Maybe like you want to see it every now and then. That is like, yeah, let me see how strong you are.
Nah,
you think,
man,
you think you've healed? Let me see if I've healed.
This is like cuck programming, Mike.
No, it's not.
It's like cuck programming.
Yeah, man. No, man. You gotta be able to look at that shit.
The door goes both ways. So if you see her, she can also see you.
She does still watch my shit. I ain't watching her shit, though.
And that's why she follows me, because she wants to see what you're doing. She's no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're 100% right, dude. And this is
he's
like
a little cocky, isn't he?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, of course she does. She's watching your stuff to see me.
The fuck? It's true.
Maybe she just likes my family. Like, what the fuck is wrong with that? Maybe she likes some of the stuff that we do. What the fuck are you trying to say?
Sure.
See, that's that cocky shit.
I think Producer B used to put it down. He's talking with BDE.
See, that's what we need more of today. Where like, you get swell in the fucking chest. We're gonna go ahead. What are you saying?
I mean, you may be right, but I know that I'm also right. So I guess we could both be right.
That's fair.
Two things can both be right at the same time.
I still say he misses her, though.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. I will admit it.
We all, till you get to a certain age, miss your ex.
You just gotta, the way to get over somebody is to get underneath somebody, and I'm not with that either, because a lot of fucking people are annoying. Like, I go through all these little flings, and I'm like, annoyed. And I don't eat that shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just popping a pill just to calm it down.
Yeah, I mean, I did, so I will go into that.
You used to.
I used to take Prozac, which, if you talk to anybody who's, like, under the age of, like, 25... They're popping Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro, all these antidepressants just so they don't feel. They don't want to feel, bro, because it's easier to not feel.
I'm not popping the fucking pills.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude,
I'll pop a pill for fun.
His personality level stayed at, like, a 2. Right? When I mean a 2, I'm not saying he's not funny or anything, but, like, his reaction to shit was, like, at a 2.
Right? I didn't give a fuck.
And didn't care about anything. And I was like, dude, circus life. I was saying, dude, you have to like try to get up. First of all, you were on it, but it was jacking you up. Right or wrong?
No, that shit was fucking my stomach up. Like, I could not even, like, I would go to bed, my stomach would hurt. I'd wake up, my stomach would hurt. Like, I was just fucked up, bro.
Yeah, it's not good for your stomach to be hurt, man. Can't live life like that.
So then he got off of it. And then started feeling better.
I still go through it, bro. I still go through, like, getting real anxious and shit, but just kind of accepting it is how I've, you know, this is who I am.
So, but regardless of all that, I'm just saying, like, your generation needs to...
they don't want to feel, bro.
You need to be the shining light.
Be the leader.
I'm just saying, like, he doesn't realize that. He wants to be a sheep.
Be a lion, not a sheep.
He's scared to step out. I don't know why the fuck he's scared to step out.
No, I'm not. I'm not scared to step out at all. I don't think
maybe,
that's...
Maybe he likes where he is.
I just don't know what my message is.
That's the fucking problem. The message is always fucking off. Because it's always following the same shit everybody else is saying. Just telling you.
No, because I feel a certain way. Like, fuck all this taking pills shit. Fuck all that. Like, you need to feel. It is healthy to feel emotions, and you should go through all of them. But I learned that after the fact.
Okay. All right.
Well, long to the choir.
Long story short, the summary of all this is that with all that shit that y'all got going on in those circus tents, you need to start paying attention to what the people of your generation will be doing to shape the rest of the fucking world. And that's dismantling a lot of your opportunities now. Like, they're doing the shit brick by fucking brick. You need to get your people to wake the fuck up. That's why I keep saying go a different path and be a different light. You know what I'm saying?
Producer B. Producer B.
What do you? He's pausing. He's like looking at both of us.
He's thinking,
what's the fucking problem?
He's thinking about how hungry he is.
My Chipotle has been 40 minutes cold. Wrap it up. No, but this was good, man. This is good.
Mark Brown, why do you think it's so funny?
Because this what he's been over there thinking.
Not the whole time.
My fucking Chipotle is outside. DoorDash dropped it off, got their tip, and damn. Delivered for like 12 other people. My shit is still outside.
Oh man! Yeah.
You know, you're right. I got. This was a good. This was a good conversation. That's probably going to continue. Listen, man, fix your fucking generation, man, and give them the fucking word.
Stop taking antidepressants.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
No, the Chinese are coming.
Or you know, shit. The world is coming.
The world is coming.
Mark Brown,
signing out.
Keep the gold alive, bro.
Keep the gold up. Invest in gold. You've heard it here first. Go last. 100th time.
All right, y'all. We gone.
Deuces.
See ya.
It's hard to want to be flashy and try and keep it humble. I got a buzz because I be the bumble. See that go, go. Bragging with the flow. Is it my fault that I'm so cold? Like 32 below. In this game, I'm trying to go. Like 32-0. And I know I'm about to blow. I'm detonating on the low. So welcome to the show.
Best around, it just depends if I'm in your town.